Today's Amud is Yevamos Peheim Beis. We're holding on Peheim and Aleph, 8 lines to the bottom by the words Tan Rabbanan. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Amana le Kohen Gadol, if you have a couple that got married, Be'isr, it was an Amana to a Kohen Gadol, or a Grusha V'chalutza to a Kohen Hedyet, the halacha is that even though the marriage is forbidden, Lamaisa Yeshla Ksuba, when they get divorced, so she's going to receive her Ksuba, 100 Zuz, 200 Zuz, depending if she's a Basula or a Be'ula. She's also Yeshla Peirais, she gets the Peirais, meaning the Peirais of the Nechse Malug that the husband ate while they were married, so he has to reimburse her. Mezoinais, he's chayav to give her Mezoinais, and we had in the previous Sugya that what that really means is that La'achar Misa, if it's La'achar Misa, he has to give her Mezoinais while he's alive. So then we don't want him giving her mizaynis. We want them to separate. But la'achar misa, he'll have to reimburse her for mizaynis. Blois, she gets her blois, the worn out clothing. V'hi psula, she becomes psula. She becomes chalala. And uvlada pasul, and the child that results from such a relationship is also pasul. The child will be a chalal. V'kayif in aisa lahaitzi, we're going to force him to divorce her. That's the halacha. When it comes to these different relationships, which are all really daraisa, we'll see chalutz is the exception. The Gemara will discuss that, but otherwise, the amana to a kain gadol, grusha to a kain hedyet, that's an issa daraisa. However, when it comes to the shniyos midrei seifrim, when it comes to those that are aser midrabanan, like a grandmother, different relationships, different people of karva that are aser midrabanan, they're shniyos midrei seifrim. So then, in such relationships, ein la ksuba, he does not give her a ksuba. He doesn't give her any of these things. She remains kshera. She does not become a pasul. And the child that results from such a relationship is also going to be kasher. And we're going to force him to divorce her. So that's a distinction. These are different halachas that we have. There's a distinction between the people that are asim midaraisa, like amana to a kohen gadol and grusha v'chalutza to a kohen hedya, and those that are only shniyos midivrei seifrim. Now the question the Gemara is going to address is, what's the reason for the chilak? What's the reason? Why is it that by the first category we say yesh l'ksuba, yesh l'peiros, yesh l'mezoynes v'chulu, and by the second category we say that she doesn't have these things? So says the Gemara, two explanations. Explanation number one, which we'll really have to, we'll read the words now, we'll get to a better havana of it later in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, explanation number one, Amr Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar explained that Mimnei Ma Amru Amana L'Kohen Gadol Yesh La Ksuba. Why is it that Chazal said that when it comes to an Amana to a Kohen Gadol that she does receive a Ksuba? It's Mimnei Shehu Pasul V'Psula, because he is Pasul and she becomes Psula. He becomes Pasul, Rashi brings to La Aveda, a Kohen Gadol who marries an Amana, a Kohen Hedyet who marries a Grusha, while he's married, he's actually Pasul La Aveda. So he's Pasul, and she's also Psula, because she becomes a Chalala. So since he's Pasul and she's Psula, V'kol Malkum Shu Pasul V'Psula, anytime you have such a Matziv, where they're both becoming Pasul from the relationship, so then Kansu Aisai Ksuba. So then we give the Kanas on him, we say it's his fault, and therefore he's going to have to give her a Ksuba. And why is it that the woman does not receive a Ksuba in the case of the Shniyais? It's Mimnei Shehu Kasher V'Ksheira. It's because when by Shniyais they both remain ksherim, since they both remain ksherim, v'chol malkim shu kasher v'kshera, so then we say it's her fault. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means, and therefore kansu oisa ksuba, we give the kanas onto her, and we say that he does not give her a ksuba. That was explanation number one. Not much of an explanation, really just words. We'll see soon what exactly it means, what's the deeper havana of this, but that's what Rav Shimon ben Elazar says to explain the reason for the distinction between these two different categories. Rebbe says a different explanation, that the reason that there's a chilek between the first category and the second category is because the first category, the mashal amana to a kain gadol, halalu divrei taira, those are relationships that are aser mida araisa, u divrei taira ain srich and chizek. So since it's mida taira, so we don't need to be machazik the iser. Everybody knows good and well the iser, they know it's very severe, and there's no need to be machazik it and to say that, oh, now there's not going to be a ksuba, now there's not going to be mezainos, now there's not going to be any of these things, because everyone already understands good and well the severity of the iser. There's no need to give an extra chizik to the iser. Whereas the halalu divrei seifrim, Shniyos are only midrabanan. With the very side from Tzrichin Chesed, people naturally will treat the rabbanan more lightly, and therefore, since it's only midrabanan, the very side from Tzrichin Chesed, and the way we're mechazik it is by saying that there's no ksuba, there's no blois, no mizaynis, no, and none of any of these things, in order to show the severity of the iser, because we need to show it, we need to show it. So that's why by the Shniyos, that's why by the second category there's no ksuba, whereas by the by the first category, there is a ksuba along with all the other things that come with it. Davar acher, another explanation, this is not a third pshat, this is just another way of saying, we'll have to see, either another way of saying the first teretz or another Rav Shimon ben Elazar's pshat, or davar acher within Rebbe, another way of saying Rebbe's pshat. We'll see in the Gemara exactly who the davar acher is going on, but the davar acher is that zeh hu margila v'zu hi margilase. Now, when it comes to aman l'kayin gadol, so then he's the one who initiated the marriage. Since he's the one who initiated the marriage, and we'll see what this means, how we know that. But when it comes to aman l'kayin gadol, he's the one who initiated the marriage. Since he's the one who initiated the relationship, so therefore we say that the kenas is going to go on to him, and he's going to have to give her a ksuba. Whereas v'zu hi margilasai, when it comes to the shniyos, so we assume that she's the one, she's the instigator, and therefore the kenas goes on to her, and we say that she loses her ksuba. Now, how do we know that by aman l'kayin gadol he's the instigator, and by the shniyos that she's the instigator? That the davar acher never explained, but that's what the davar acher says. So says the gemara now. This is going to bring everything that we've said until now together. A lot of just words without explanations. This now, next few lines of the Gemara are going to really bring everything together. Says the Gemara, Davar Acher Man Ketanila. Who is the Davar Acher in? Says the Gemara that Ika da Amar Rav Shimon Elazar Ketanila. Some say that it's Rav Shimon Elazar, that it's a Davar Acher within Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Umatam Kamar, and he's coming to explain himself. Rav Shimon ben Elazar was very vague, and when he was explaining the chilek between the two different categories, this Davar Acher was coming to really put a hesber into what he was saying. He said a chilek, Rav Shimon ben Elazar said a chilek between whether they become pasul or they don't become pasul. So that on that says Rav Shimon ben Elazar that matam amru hu pasul vipsula. Why is it that when they both become psulim, so then, like by the case of Aman l'kayin gadol, where everyone becomes pasul, the children become pasul, they become chalalim, why is it that when everyone's pasul, so then the kenas goes on to him? Meaning that those were the words of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that when everyone becomes pasul, so then then we're kansu waisei ksuba. So then we give the kenas onto him, and we say he's chayav to give the ksuba. What's the reason for that? What's the hezver? It's this davar acher. It's mimnei shehu margila. It's because we assume that he's the one who instigated the marriage. He's the one who initiated the relationship. Why do we assume that? So Rashi explains that really we know that of course a woman would rather get married than a woman desires marriage more so than a man. Tav lemeit of tandum lemeit of armuloi, the Gemara says in the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin. So you see, a woman wants to get married. A woman's desire to get married is stronger than that of a man's. So generally speaking, we'll always assume that the woman is the instigator of a marriage. However, at the same time, when there's psulim involved, when the children will become pasul, when she's going to become pasul, so then a woman is much more scared of that than a man. A man, he could hear that everyone's going to become pasul, and he's more willing to go along with things. A woman, once she finds out that people are going to become pasul through this, she stays away much, much quicker. She's much quicker to stay away. So now, in a relationship that everyone becomes pasul, that he becomes pasul, she becomes pasul, the children all become pasul, so then we say that the kenas goes on to him. Those were the words of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that when everyone becomes pasul, so then we're kainsin aisai ksuba, so then we give the kenas on to him, then he has to give the ksuba. What's the reason? It's mipnei shehu margila. It's because we assume that he's the instigator, she's not the instigator. Because if everyone's becoming pasul, she's probably wasn't so pro this relationship. He must have really initiated it and convinced her to do it, and since that's the assumption, so therefore we give him a kenas that he has to pay a ksuba. That's why almana l'kain gadol, gushu v'chalutz l'kain hedyeh. That's why we say that the ksuba goes on to that he had that he's that it's yesh la ksuba. We give him a kanas. We give the husband a kanas that he has to give her a ksuba because we assume that he's the instigator, he's the initiator, and therefore he has to give her a ksuba. And the Davar Ach is also explaining the flip side. Umatam hu kasher v'ksheira kantu aisa ksuba. Now, what's the reason by the shniyos where everyone's kosher? So then we say by shniyos where everyone remains kosher, we say that the kenas goes on to her, and we say that she loses her ksuba. That's what the Davar Acher was coming to explain. It's b'nei shehi mariki lasai. It's because since everyone's remaining sheirim, so then we say that this is just what seems to be a standard marriage. So we assume that she's the instigator. She's the one who initiated this relationship. And therefore we give her a kenas. Therefore we give her the kenas that it's ein la ksuba. So that's what the Davar Acher was coming to do. It was coming to explain the first shita. It was coming to explain the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, which we read. It was words, but it didn't seem to have a hesber. The Davar Acher's goof was coming to explain that. That the first hesber, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's pshat, the reason why there's a distinction between and then the second category of shniyos is because by the first category where everyone's becoming puzzle, so we say that he's the one who initiated the relationship and therefore we give him the kenas and he has to give her the ksuba. Whereas by the shniyos where everyone's remaining sheirim, so then we say that she's the instigator, she just wanted to be married, and therefore we give her the kenas that it's ein la ksuba. That's the first pshat of the Gemara. Or Ikudamer, there are others that say that this Davar Acher is Rebbe Katanila. Rebbe is the one who taught the Davar Acher. Now it sounds strange. Rebbe seemed to have a very, very an explanation that was Muvan Me'elav. It seemed self understood that Rebbe said that there's a difference between the difference between the first category and the second category is that the first category are Surah Midaraisa and Divrei Torah don't need Chizik, whereas the Shniyah is also Midarabanan and Divrei. So what's this Davar Acher coming to say? He instigated, she's the instigator. What's the Davar Acher coming to say? Says the Gemara of the Chalutza Kakashale. The Gemara, the Davar Acher, is coming to explain the case of Chalutza. Because Rebbe's whole teretz was that the first category are people that are Asur Minat Torah. Since they're Asur Minat Torah, we don't need to give a Chizuk. Now, who's in the first category? Amana L'Kain Gadol, fine, yes, that's the Araisa. And Grusha V'Chalutza the Kain Hedyeh. So Grusha, yes, that's the Araisa. But Chalutza is the Rabbana, Chalutza is the Reciferim. So why by Chalutza, why do we say that it doesn't need Chizuk? By Chalutza also, we should say Tzrichin Chizuk. We should say that there's a kenas that's in the ksuba. Why do we give a ksuba? It's not the araisa. Now that's what the Davar Acher was coming to explain. That v'chalutza the rabbanon v'is the ksuba. How could the difference just be the araisa versus the rabbanon? Chalutza is in the first category, even though it's the rabbanon. When really chalutza should have been together with shniyos. If the chiluk is the araisa the rabbanon, so chalutza should have been grouped together with the shniyos. Hadar Amar, to that the Davar Acher is coming to explain Rebbe that no, that kevan the pasul amid rabbanon. So to say Lamaisa, she becomes pasul midrabanan. Since she becomes a chalutza, since she becomes a halal midrabanan, so zeh hu margila vizu he margilasai. So then there's this additional svara. Really, the main svara is the raisa versus the rabanan by chalutza, where even though it's the rabanan, but you have this other svara that since they're becoming pasul, we say that he's the one who instigated the relationship. Since he's the initiator, he's the instigator. So therefore, we say we give him a kenas that he has to give her a ksuba. But really, the main Chiluk Lefi Rebbe has to do with the Araisa or the Rabbanan. So now says the Gemara, now my Ika bein Rebbe Lerav Shimon ben Elazar. What would there be? When would we ever have a relationship that there would be a practical nafkamina between the explanation of Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Elazar? When would it be that according to one shita we'll say that there is a ksuba, and according to the other shita we would say that there's no ksuba? What would be a nafkamina? So says the Gemara, four attempts before we get to the fifth teretz, which is going to be the final teretz. But first, four attempted terutzim. Says the Gemara, attempt number one, Amar Rav Chista, says Rav Chista, that what's the nafkamina between Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Elazar? It's mamzeris v'nesina liyisrael. It's if you have a case of a mamzeris or a nesina, a woman who's a mamzeris or a nesina who marries a man who's a regular yisrael, ika b'nayu, that will be a nafkamina. Does such a woman get her ksuba? Man damar daraisa hanami daraisa. Lefi Rebbe, that any time it's daraisa, so then we say yesh la ksuba. So this is a case of v'nesa daraisa. We would say yesh la ksuba. Agav, it sounds like from the Gemara that Nesin is an Issa Daraisa. But fine, but it says that anyone, since these cases are Asa Midaraisa, so then we'll say that Yesh Lo Ksuba, we'll say that she gets a Ksuba. So the Fi Rebbe in this case, we would say that the woman gets a Ksuba. Whereas Man Da'amar, Reb Nesha, who Margila, the Man Da'amar who says, Reb Shimon ben Elazar who says, that we only say Yesh Lo Ksuba, we only give her the Ksuba, when he is the instigator. So over here, in this case, where everyone remains kosher, Mamzeres v'nisina liYisrael, where everyone remains kosher, so he margilale. She's the one who instigated it. Now Rashi explains that. What do you mean everyone over here becomes kosher? A mamzeres who has a child with the Yisrael, the child's a mamzer. So why would we say that over here she's the instigator and therefore there's no ksuba? Over here her child's going to become pasul. Her child's going to become a mamzer. So she's not the... Why are we assuming that she's the one who initiated this relationship when in this case that her child is going to become a mamzer? So Rashi explains that it's true that the child becomes a mamzer, but we had earlier the shita of Reb Tarfon. The shita of Reb Tarfon is that a mamzer is able to eventually have a child that really is kosher. Because if a mamzer marries a shifcha, so then the child is an eved. If that eved is then freed, so then he becomes a Yisrael. So since the fear of Tarfon, the mamzer child is not the end of the world. It's bad, but it's not the end of the world. That mamzer child can go on to have a child who's a regular Yisrael, so therefore we'll say that she's still going to initiate such a relationship. It's true, her child might be a mamzer, but as long as she knows that her grandchild might become a kosher, so she would still initiate such a relationship, and therefore we would assume that she's the initiator, and it would be ein laksuba. So again, so the Gemara is saying that the nafkamina between Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Elazar would be in the case of a woman who's a mamzeres or a nesina who marries a Yisrael. It's the raisa, so the fi Rebbe, we would say that there is yes laksuba, divrei Torah lo ein tzrichin chizuk. So we would say that yesh lo ksuba, whereas the fear of Shem ben Elazar, we're going to assume that she's the one who initiated the relationship, and therefore ein lo ksuba. To which the Gemara says, it's so pashut that she initiated the relationship. It's so pashut that the child could be kosher. Ulu Rabbi Eliezer d'amar areza eved umamzer haloi margala levuloi midi. According to, it's true, if you're a tarfon, the mamzer could have a kosher child by marrying a shivcha. They have a child who's an eved. The eved's freed. He becomes a regular Yisrael. That's true. That's the sheet of Reb Tarfon. But there's a Tana who argues on Reb Tarfon. There's the sheet of Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer holds that when the mamzer marries the shivcha and the child's an eved, he's an eved mamzer. So even if he's freed and he becomes a Yisrael, he's a Yisrael mamzer. He's still always going to be a mamzer. And if so, the woman in this case of a mamzeres v'nesina Yisrael would never have initiated the relationship. Lefi Reb Eliezer. Since Lefi Reb Eliezer, this is not a nafkamina, the Gemara is going to try to find a different nafkamina. It's true, Lefi Reb Tarfon, this could be a nafkamina, but Lefi Reb Eliezer, this nafkamina doesn't work. We want a nafkamina that's going to work, Lekuli Alma. This nafkamina is not Lekuli Alma, because in this nafkamina, according to Reb Eliezer, both Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Elazar would say that it's Yesh La Ksuba. Rebbe, because it's Daraisa, and Reb Shimon ben Elazar would say Yesh La Ksuba, because he's the one who initiated the relationship. So Ella Amar Rav Yosef says Rav Yosef and Nafkamina that might work Lekuli Alma is Machzer Grusha Mishanises, that Nafkamina would be Ike Benayu, that the case of a Machzer Grushasai where Reuven was married to Mrs. Reuven and he divorced Mrs. Reuven who then married Baruch, and then Baruch died or Baruch divorced Mrs. Reuven and Reuven takes Mrs. Reuven back. It's an Isser of Machzer Grushasai, an Isser, it's a Lav, a Lav Daraisa of Machzer Grushasai, that would be a Nafkamina. According to Rebbe, that anytime it's daraisa, it's yesh lo ksuba. So this is the case of daraisa. We would say yesh lo ksuba. Uman damer b'mneishu margila, and the fee the man damer who says, the fee Reb Shimon ben Elazar who says that we only say yesh lo ksuba when he's the one who initiated the relationship. In this case, where the child is going to be kosher, the child of a machzer grushasa is kosher. So he margila le. We're going to assume that she initiated the relationship, and therefore we'll say that she does not get her ksuba. So that would be a nafkamina between Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Elazar, to which the Gemara says that Ulu Rabbi Akiva damar yesh mamzer mechayv lavin. The Maisa, this is an Isser Lav. It's Chayvi Lavin. Rabbi Akiva Shita is that the child from Chayvi Lavin is a Mamzer. So Lefi Rabbi Akiva, that that the child's a mamzer, she would never initiate such a relationship, in which case we would assume that he is the one who initiated the relationship, and therefore would be yesh laksuva bein lefi Reb because it's deraisa, bein lefi Reb Shem ben Elazar because he initiated it. So it's true according to those who argue in Rabbi Akiva this is a nafkamina, but according to Rabbi Akiva this is not a nafkamina. Everyone would say yesh laksuva. So where do we have a nafkamina that works? The kuli alma. So Ella Amar of Papa says Rav Papa that Be'ula l'kohen gadol ikibinayu, where this is not chayve lavin, this is chayve aseh. This is chayve aseh, it's a be'ula to a kohen gadol, so it's daraisa, but it's not chayve lavin, so you don't have Rabbi Akiva anymore. So man damar daraisa hanami daraisa. If he Rabbi, that anytime it's daraisa, it's yesh laksuba, so this also is daraisa, so we would say yesh laksuba. Uman damar v'nesha hu margila, that she only gets laksuba when he initiates, so ha, in this case, he margila alay. She's the one who initiated it, and therefore, because everyone's kosher, so we'll assume that she's the one who initiated it, and therefore she will not get a ksuba. So that will be a nafkamina between Rabbi and Hashem and Elazar. To which the Gemara says that this nafkamina is not l'kuli alma either. It's true the child might not be a mamzer, but there's a sheet that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that when you have chay v'yasei a beula to a kohen gadol, so the resulting child is a chalol haloi margalalei v'loi midi. So since the child is going to become pasul, so therefore she would never initiate such a relationship. In which case, he's the one who initiated it, and therefore it's going to be yesh laksuba bein lefi Rebbe because it's daraisa bein lefi Rishon ben Elazar because he initiated it. So Elam Rav Ashi, a fourth attempt to answer what would be a nafkamina that works the kuli alma, is machzir safek seitasa yikibinayu. A man is married to a woman, there's kinoy, there's stira, and lemaisa. So now she's a safek seita. We don't know, did she do that aveira or not? So she has to drink from the waters, and lemaisa he did not yet. She did not drink from the waters, and he went ahead and he divorced her. And then after he divorced her, he went and he took her back. So it's machzir suffix saitasai. She didn't drink. That's an iser asay. There's an iser asay for a man to be married to a suffix saita. And he went ahead and he took her back. Ika benayu, that would be a nafkamina between Rabbi and Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Man damer daraisa hanami daraisa. Lefi Rabbi, that anytime it's daraisa, we say yesh laksuba. So in this case, it's daraisa, we would say yesh laksuba. But according to the man damer who says that she only gets a ksuba when he's the one who initiated it, here where the child will remain kosher, so therefore we'll assume that she initiated it and she will not get a ksuba. To which the Gemara says that this nafkamina also doesn't work l'kuli alma, because the Rav Masi ben Charash da Amir afilu halach baylu la'ashkoisa, that even in the case where the husband goes to give her to drink and he goes ahead and he's together with her, so he's over on the assay of safik saita asa zaina, he transforms her into a zaina, she gets a shame zaina, she becomes pasul l'kuhuna from being over on an iser assay. So according to Rav Masi ben Charash, in this case the woman's going to become psula. So if so, halay margalalei v'lay midi, she would never initiate such a relationship. But fi Rav Masi bar Charash, it must be that l'kuli alma she would be yesh laksuba. Lefi Rav because it's daraisa and divrei Torah in tzrich and chizek, and lefi Rav Shem ben Elazar because we'll assume that since she becomes psul, it must be that he's the one who initiated the relationship, and therefore it's going to be yesh laksuba l'kuli alma according to Rav Masi ben Charash. So we still don't have enough kamina that works the kuli alma. Says the Gemara, fifth and final teretz, Allah Omer Marbar of Ashi, that Saita Vadai Ikibinayu. Enough kamina would be a Saita Vadai. Reuven's married to Mrs. Reuven, and it's known, they have Adam, Mrs. Reuven was Mizana, and therefore now, she's usher to Reuven. It's an Isser Lav. Reuven is not allowed to stay married to Mrs. Reuven. She's usher to him. It's a Lav Daraisa. So Lefi Rebbe, that when it's Daraisa, it's Yesh Laksuba. So this case is also Daraisa, and it'll be Yesh Laksuba. Lefi Rav Shem ben Elazar, there's nothing that happens from this relationship that's going to make her any more puzzle. Meaning, she's already a Zaina because she was Mizana. She was ready over on Eishas Ish. So she's not becoming any more of a Zaina by being over on this Leis Hasei. Since she's not being any more of a Zaina by being over on this Leis Hasei, so there's nothing that's going to scare her away from initiating the relationship. Now you might say that, hey, it's Chai V'Lavin, Rabbi Akiva holds the Yesh Mamzer Mechai V'Lavin. So the fact that her child would be a Mamzer, that should scare her off from initiating the relationship. So Rashi brings the Gemara that we had earlier on Yud Aleph Mabez that said that, or Imam Tesla Mabez, that said that no, that there's two cases where even Rabbi Akiva's Maida, that the child does not become a Mamzer, and that's someone who's together with the Saita, and someone who's together with the Nida. Someone who's together with the Nida and the Saita, so even Rabbi Akiva agrees that the child is not going to be a mamzer. So in this case, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that the child is not going to be a mamzer. If so, she's a zayna anyways. The child's going to remain kosher. So therefore, we'll assume that she initiated the relationship. So the fi Rabbi that it's daraisa, we'll say yesh l'ksuba. But the fi Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar will assume that she initiated the relationship, and therefore it will be ein l'ksuba. So bottom line, we were looking for a nafkamina between Rabbi and Shimon ben Elazar. The nafkamina is in this case where a person marries a saita. He marries his saita, where this is the halacha, that lefi Rabbi, the halacha would be that yesh laksuba, and lefi Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the halacha would be that ain laksuba.